Bad choice.
I'm not a bad choice.
Bad choice.
I'm not a bad
Let's take a trip to the city and let's wander where we shouldn't go. Let's run across the subway. Why we do that, I don't really know. I just want to make sure that we go someplace quite far and we'll feel elated.
blogspot.com and available via subscription from the iTunes store. My name is Paul Bruno, back with another installment of the podcast. It's been about a month since the last podcast. Skipped all of September. I'm a busy man, as you're about to find out. I'm not that busy. But didn't have time to put together a podcast. I did do two fill-ins on WFMU. I will link at the blogspot page. That maybe you caught those in lieu of podcasts, but when I'm doing stuff on FMU, because of their conflict of interest stuff, I can't plug the various commercial things I have going on. Such as the song we just heard from Jared Leibowitz. Release on Unbleaking Ear Records called Welcome Late Bloomers. Jared Leibowitz, the frontman of Zoltars, very proud of releasing his first solo record. We heard the song Should You Ever Need My Love, and you can get that at unbleakingearrecords.bandcamp.com, which I think is the name of the Unblinking Ear Bandcamp page. Yes, it is. So it's a cassette release, limited to 100 copies, or you can download the digital. And Jared is playing a residency at Beer Land in Austin every Friday in October. Happy hour residency. It's every Friday at 8 o'clock. Go check out Jared play solo if you're in the area. And check out Welcome Late Bloomers. I am very proud to release this record. Really, really great stuff. If you like the Zoltar stuff, I really dig this. If you don't know the Zoltar stuff, check it out anyway. Speaking of other things I have to plug, prior to that we heard from Big Quiet with Cutting Corners. That's my new split 7-inch with the Airplanes out on the Kingfisher Blues label. That's part of a subscription series on Kingfisher Blues, various 7-inches, curated by different labels. Each label curates a split 7-inch, and Kingfisher Blues releases it, I believe is how that works. Big Quiet, as you probably know, also put out a 7-inch on Unblinking Ear Records, and they are playing the Unblinking Ear Records unofficial CMJ show at Union Pool on Saturday, October 17th, 2 p.m. daytime show. They are playing with the Go-To-Beds, Snowmans of Love, and a very special surprise guest. Also, DJ Nate K of WFMU, Pat Byrne, Prove It All Night, will be hosting the show. And it's going to be great. So come on down. There'll be more info for that on the Blogspot as well. So please, come check that out if you're in the area. Unblinking Ear, CMJ Showcase at Union Pool, October 17th with Big Quiet, Go To Bed, Snowmans of Love, and a special guest. Daytime show should start around 2 or 3. I'm trying to still work out the details of that. Before that, we heard from a band called Terry with a song called Talk About Terry. That's my new 7-inch on the Upset the Rhythm label. Their debut features members of Dick Diver, School of Radiant Living, Total Control, Eastlink, and Constant Mongrel. And, yeah, really great stuff there. New Aussie jangle. Always happy to hear some of that. Prior to that, Cold Beat with Outrunning Shadows from their new album, Into the Air. That's new on the Crime on the Moon label. Second LP from the San Francisco band, featuring Hannah Lou of Grass Widow. So I guess at this point, she's probably Hannah Lou of Cold Beat. It's Grass Widow. No longer around. Before that, Woolen Men with Alien City. That's from their new album, Temporary Monument, which is out now on the Woodsist label. Second LP from this Portland band. They will be playing here in New York with the Lame Drivers for the Lame Drivers record release show. That'll be October 8th at Shea Stadium. And that should be an awesome show. I forget who else is playing. It's a lot of good bands. The new Lame Drivers record is terrific. I'll probably be playing that on the next edition of the podcast. At the top of the set, we heard from OBN3s with Let the Music. That's from their new album, Worth a Lot of Money, new on the 12XU label. Fourth studio LP from this Austin band. Also have two live LPs. And like I noted on their last record, they started getting an element of boogie on their last LP. But on this one, they've really kind of integrated it fully, and it sounds fantastic. So last record, I mean, wasn't bad, but it felt more like a test run for what they've accomplished here. So do check it out. The new OBN3 is Worth a Lot of Money. And maybe it will be one day. Who knows? 20 years? Who can say? Okay, that's it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here is something new from the Bararacudas. Here.
Thank you. tell, medicine. How bad an English musician.
Tell me now. Christmas ball.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
You're listening to the Unbleaking Ear podcast, and we just heard from The Fall. That's right, The Fall. We heard the song Auto Chip 2014 to 2016 from their new album Sublingual Tablet on the Cherry Red label. Came out a few months ago. Finally getting a chance to play it on the podcast. 31st studio album from The Fall. Yeah, and 31 studio albums. I wish I could say I've heard them all. I've heard probably a little over half of them. But yeah, always good to have them. Marky Smith Company making new music. And you know, they still got it. Well, Marky does. The rest of the band is... I can't say they still got it. It's new people. But Marky, always good to hear from him. Prior to that, we heard from The Intelligence with Refuse to Pay the Dues. That's from their new album, Vintage Future. That just came out on the In the Red label. 9th LP from this band. Haven't been around quite as long as The Fall, but 9 LPs, still pretty impressive. Been around for about 15 years or so. Frontman Lars Finberg is the constant there. And it's funny, as I was researching this notes for this Intelligence record, I was going through my past notes for past podcasts, and their name just kept coming up because at various times, members of the Intelligence have formed many new bands that I've played. You know, members of the Wimps, Dream Salon, Smelly Tongues, all former members of the Intelligence. Maybe current, too. I'm not sure. Before that, we heard from Hierophant with Bane Marie. That's from their debut LP, Parallax Error, which is out now on the Goner label. Hierophant hail from Melbourne, if you prefer, in Australia, and feature members of Ausmutants. Yeah, Ausmutants, that's how we say it. Right at that, Hurry Up, name of the band. They have a self-titled record out on the Army of Bad Luck label, and the song we heard should probably cover the children's ears right now. It's called Shit or Fuck. And that's the debut LP from that band, featuring Maggie Vale and members of the Thermals. Really great stuff there. At the top of the set, we hear from the Barracudas. Yes, the Barracudas. I did not stutter. The name of the band, with Backup Plan from their new album, Hen Do Easy. Second LP from this Atlanta band, out on the Oops Baby label. And that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I will let you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear if you haven't already. You can always rate and review the podcast on iTunes. That's always appreciated. And yeah, please come to the CMJ show, Union Pool, October 17th, and pick up the Jared Leibowitz album, Welcome Late Bloomers, on Unblinking Ear Records, unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. And yeah, that's about it. I'm going to leave you here with a song from Mike Kroll. Got a new album on Merge Records called Turkey. And the song we're about to hear is called This Is the News. Thanks for listening, everybody.